You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 866, hour 2. Remember to check the Martian Gardens blog for the complete Martian Gardens playlist, martiangardens.blogspot.com. Again, that's martiangardens.blogspot.com. We had some very sad news this week for the electronic music community. Jean-Claude Risset, a pioneer of digital synthesis, passed away at the age of 78 on November 21st, 2016. In his honor, we'll hear his most famous piece from 1969, realized at Bell Labs, a piece called Mutations. We'll follow this with French-Canadian composer Christian Bouchard and his piece called Trois Miniatures en Suite. Jean-Claude Risset's Mutations runs about 10 minutes. This is Martian Gardens.
Thank you. Thank you.
Christian Bouchard, the digital. That was music by Christian Bouchard, digital electroacoustic music from Montreal. That was called Trois Miniatures, Une Suite, Suite of Three Miniatures in Three Parts, Sacre-Boule, or Holy Balls, The Point of View of the Parking Meter, and Tonicity. That comes from his CD Fractures from 2003 on the Empreintes Digitales label. And we will continue with, we heard before Christian Bouchard, music from the recently deceased Jean-Claude Rissi. That was one of his most famous pieces, Mutations, from 1969 for FM Synthesis, realized at Bell Laboratories. Jean-Claude Rissi passed away at age 78 on November 21st, 2016, just a few days before this recording. With the preponderance of French names on this edition of Martian Gardens, episode 866, we'll hear Alvin Lucier coming up next. Once again, this is episode 866 of Martian Gardens, and this is hour number two. The Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and links is martiangardens.blogspot.com. Alvin Lucier realized his first rendition of his composition, I Am Sitting in a Room, in 1969 at Brandeis University, where he was a professor before spending most of his career at Wesleyan University. He was at Brandeis early on, and that's where he recorded the original 45-minute piece for Voice Filtration, I Am Sitting in a Room. In 2012, he performed a shorter version of it with the same filtration principle, but running only 18 minutes at a festival in Venice in 2012. This is included on the new CD, Alvin Lucier, Two Circles, on Mode Records. And that's what we'll hear next, running 18 minutes. Alvin Lucier sitting in a room, and Professor Lucier describes his process in the introduction. You're listening to Martian Gardens. Here is Alvin Lucier, I Am Sitting in a Room, a shorter version.
I am sitting in a room, the same one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I'm going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room, the same one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I'm going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room, the same one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I'm going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room, the same one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I'm going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room, the same one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I'm going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room, the same one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I'm going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room, the same one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I'm going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. Thank you.
Alvin Lucier's famous piece for voice filtration. That was I Am Sitting in a Room. That rendition was performed in Venice at a musical festival in 2012. It's less than half of the original, which ran 45 minutes when it was realized in at Brandeis University in 1969. This one from Venice runs just over 18 minutes, but gets the point across just as well. That was from a new release on Mode Records, Alvin Lucier, Two Circles. We'll be hearing more of Alvin Lucier's music from the Two Circles CD coming up in the next few episodes of Martian Gardens. This is episode 866 of Martian Gardens, hour number 2. And the blog is martiangardens.blogspot.com. Again, that's martiangardens.blogspot.com, where you'll find complete playlists with relevant links about the music you're hearing. And, of course, all 3 hours of Martian Gardens are downloadable for your convenience for free at the website radioforall.net. We'll hear next music from John Bischoff of Mills College and his 2004 composition, Local Color, this music for synthetic bell tones. This was recorded at Littlefield Concert Hall at Mills College, and it's included on the Audio Combine CD, music of John Bischoff on New World Records.